Okay, everybody, it's episode 34 of Two Boobs and a Baby. I'm Dave.
And I'm Heather.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
We're back. It's been a while.
You got your radio voice on.
We're back.
Your eyebrows do something real funny and like...
My eyebrows do?
Yeah, you're like, hey, let me sell you a car.
Hey, everybody. I've got something for you.
Well, it's been just crazy, don't you think?
It's been nuts.
Our lives are crazy.
Our lives are nuts.
Yes. Are you just going to repeat everything I say, but throw in nuts?
Yes, I'm just going to repeat. Nuts.
Nuts. I like pine nuts.
I like almonds.
And I really like them pecans.
Pecans in Canada.
Yeah, that's true.
You say pecans, I say pecans.
That's true.
Potato, potato.
Well, you're going to have to start saying pecan pie.
Mm-mm. I'm not talking like a southerner.
Okay, that's fine.
Because y'all listening there, I'm not going to...
Because when you do, it didn't sound too good.
I know.
No, I'm just kidding. It sounds fine.
It sounds fine?
Yeah.
Girlfriend.
Sounds fine, eh?
Take off, eh?
Take off, eh?
So anyways, Heather's been sick. That's why we haven't had a new episode out.
Bleh.
Thanks, Heather. It's kind of selfish of you.
I was talking to my sister and we were laughing about, because I'm fat and I'm still trying to lose baby weight. And
is that what that is?
Yeah.
What's my excuse?
Exactly.
Thank you.
And I was saying to my sister that this is going to be the whole new craze, dieting craze in North America is getting this stomach virus. Like people are going to start hanging out in the health centers and licking hand bars at the grocery carts. And
is that why you've been eating off tables in the restaurants?
Yeah, just licking everything nasty.
I was wondering why you're doing that.
Yeah, but I only lost 4 pounds.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm sure it's going to come right back on.
Well, it was pretty ugly coming out, I'll tell you that.
It was not a nice stomach virus.
You were like sick, really sick, vomiting and everything, and had a huge fever, like over 100. And then you kind of felt better the next day. And then you got sick again.
Yeah.
And then you kind of felt better, and then you got sick again.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It is weird. But you know it was really
You know what
bad.
I think it is? You know what I think it is?
What?
Gingivitis.
Gingivitis.
You might think that's silly, folks, but go ahead and say that word, gingivitis. It's fun.
Gingivitis.
Gingivitis. Unless you're in the dental industry, in which case I wouldn't recommend it. Mm-mm. And my old dentist, actually, our old dentist, actually listens to the show.
Oh, does he?
Yes, he does.
Oh, cool.
So, hi.
Hi.
How you doing? Now get back to work. Wait. Pay attention.
I was going to say something, and you interrupted me, and now I've lost my train of thought.
I don't know. We were talking about you being sick.
Yeah, but... Hold on.
What?
We're going to have to pause it.
No, we're not pausing it. We keep on talking. No pausing.
I want to say thank you to Vivian and Gina Fish. Thank you very much for the get well comments that you've left me. That's very nice of you. Thank you.
Well, some people care.
I know what I was going to say.
What?
Yes, because you obviously don't. It just left me again. I'm sorry.
What's wrong
with you? I'm really having trouble. I was talking again to my sister, and I said, I can't even, like, I feel so frazzled, and I feel like I'm just, like, all over the place.
Well,
all
things
the time.
Yeah.
And she said, and I said, I feel like I can't even finish a thought. And she said, well, I hate to tell you this, but it doesn't end right now. Like, that's motherhood, and you're just going to be like that for a long time. I know what I was going to say.
Oh, my God. I think people have already turned us off by now. I think I would have. Next podcast.
Any day of the week, I would have loved just a day to lay in the bed and sleep all day. But when you're feeling crummy and you're trying to fight back getting sick, it's just like, you don't enjoy it at all.
And we're in a weird sort of situation right now because we're living with your parents, which is great. I mean, they're wonderful people.
Yeah.
And they've got a nice big house, so lots of space and all that. But at the same time,
It's hard because it's not our house.
It's hard because it's not totally baby-proofed and Sam's all over the place. And Sam is all over the place. And it's hard because, you know, I'm working. Whenever I'm not actually working, whenever I don't have a job, I tend to work even more looking for a job. And I've been spending a lot of time doing that.
Yeah. So. And surfing porn.
Of course. It'll fit that in somehow.
But Sam, like, I want to hear from some of you guys that...
We're dying to hear...
Yeah, like, he's 15 months old, and he is a little tornado. Like, he's into everything.
It's not just that he's into everything, because he's curious, and he's... But he's playful.
Busy. He's just
and he's very busy.
One thing to the next.
And we know little boys are like that. We've read all about it, you know. But what we need to know is, how do you discipline a 15-month-old?
Yeah, because he laughs at the word no.
And, you know, I've, like, tapped him on the hand and kind of, you know, dragged him a little bit. Not dragged him, but, you know, I kind of pulled his arm away from things. Kind of, not hard, but, you know what I mean, forcefully enough that he kind of knows not to go there. Uh-huh. And that's a thing, too. He knows not to do this stuff.
Yeah, because he'll turn
and look at you and smile before he turns the TV off and messes up your desk.
Well, I don't want to spank. I don't want to spank our kids.
No, I don't
really
want to get into that, but...
And I'm not going to, but I have no idea what to do with him.
I don't want to get the lighter out.
That was really funny.
We were talking about how things, how something was, or teaching him how things are hot and that he shouldn't touch them because your parents have a fireplace. And so teaching him that. And your mom was sort of watching TV, I guess.
Yeah, she wasn't listening completely.
And I was joking and I said, maybe we need to get a lighter to teach him, you know, about fire and about how hot it would be. And she said, yeah, she wasn't really listening. She heard me say, you know, something like, we need a lighter. And that's all she heard. So she was like, oh, yeah, it's in the, you know, top shelf by the microwave. And you just started busting a gut.
I almost spit. What was that? I was drinking coffee or milk or something horrible that would have hurt so badly coming out my nose.
It was funny, though.
Because she was saying, but it may not be in that drawer. It wasn't just, it's in that drawer.
And it's the long, you know, the barbecue ones, the long ones. It's a good one. You'll get a good flame out of that.
You know, you do realize that since we said this, we're going to get a comment from somebody saying, that's just not funny about the
So this is where lighter. We enter the little...
Please do not burn your children.
Do not burn... David and Heather do not advocate burning children. So don't. It's not cool.
It's not cool.
Speaking of doing dumbass things with your kids, and something I've noticed living in Tennessee so far, mm-hmm. is... and I don't know if it's just, you know, I don't know what it is, but people tend to drive with their children... not in the car seat or not locked in the car seat properly, but just not in a car seat at all.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. And no, you're making it sound like everybody.
No, but I've noticed
several.
We've seen
3 people, which is a lot of people.
3 people in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And we don't leave the house that much.
I know, that is a lot of people. But
and all different walks of life and, you know, like everything from like some ghetto, crappy, rusty car that's overcrowded with people right up to like, you know, some rich suburban mom in her huge SUV.
Yeah.
But, like, what the hell's wrong with people?
I don't know.
Do they not understand
the whole car
seat thing?
I don't get it either.
It's not that complicated, is it? I mean, I know the seats are a pain in the butt.
They are complicated.
They are complicated to install.
I have a beef with car seats,
but
actually.
you can go to your local police station or your local fire hall or fire station or St. John's Ambulance in Canada. I don't know what it is here. And you can get somebody to help you install it.
Install it, yeah.
Or at least they know where to do it.
It's laziness.
It must be.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm totally anal. I check them all the time.
Dave does the 85-point check. That every square inch of the car seat, all the harnesses and everything are touching in the exact right manner. And
well, there's that video that was floating around, too. Actually, I'll post a link to it on our website.
No, that's a scare tactic.
You have never
do that.
You've never even watched the video.
I don't think moms want to see that.
It's not a matter of wanting to see it. It's a matter of knowing how to harness your seat properly.
Isn't it a video about a baby?
It is a video about a baby, but it actually shows you how to harness your seat properly.
Okay.
You don't think I should put it on there?
No, I don't.
Well, it's called 5-point harness or something like that, and it's
on
YouTube.
I think it's
YouTube.
A great thing to show a video of how to put it on.
It's very sad because it's about, but it's made by the parents of their son who was killed in their car seat because he wasn't in proper, or it was a wrong sort of seat because some of the seats are wrong.
Okay, so that's our soapbox.
So I'm not putting it on the website.
I'll have to see it first, but I don't want to see that.
I know it's not a happy thing to watch, but anyway. So, should we talk a little?
I'm a little off because I can hear Ella in the background. My mom's taking care of her. And, you know, you always have this, like, I know my mom does a great job and everything, but I always have this guilty feeling, like, when your baby is crying, like, gosh, they're being difficult for somebody, you know?
And, yeah, but she knows where the lighter is, so if there's any problems.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you always want your baby to be really good for other people.
Yeah.
And like I can hear her, and she's not being very good.
No, she's tired though. She's probably putting
tired.
Her down.
Yeah, that's.
But
true.
It is kind of nice not to have to interrupt as
yeah,
well.
That is true.
Usually we'd have to pause it, but.
So anyway, back to discipline. If anyone has great ideas,
we need
about
tips,
discipline.
Man.
I mean, I'm a teacher, and I know exactly how to discipline kids in very positive ways. You know, once they really understand it, but I don't know how much he understands, but you can't reason with him.
No, because he thinks it's a game, especially when I try to do it, because I'm always playing with him. So he thinks, when I'm stern and I say no, and remember you read also that, you know, instead of saying no all the time, say stop.
Or no, you redirect. You redirect and to something that they can do.
Yeah, you say no, not this, but then yes, here's a toy you can play with. Or here's your toys. Or,
right. So... But, I mean, it's just nothing that we do. Even we redirect, we distract, we do all that stuff. And it's like he is hell-bent to get all that stuff.
Right. So I don't know what to do.
I don't either. We can duct tape him to the wall.
We could do that. Dave and Heather do not advocate duct taping children to the wall.
I think we said that last time. It's just that email that we got, remember?
Yeah, somebody emailed that white trash... Whatever it was.
It was the white trash car seat or something like
that.
Yeah,
something like that. Or wall art or... I don't know. Hey, there's a great podcast called Twisted Wrist. And it's Tim in... Rah, I can't remember where he is. I know he's in Ontario. I think he's in Toronto. I can't remember. But anyways. He's got a motorcycle podcast. But that's a side note. Because the reason why I'm talking about him is his wife... is pregnant, and she's due on February 12th.
Yeah,
which
she's
is
due very,
very soon.
So best of luck to you.
Yeah, we just want to wish you guys all the best. So good luck.
A very fast, quick, painless.
Fast and smooth and easy.
Delivery and a healthy baby.
And not on the back of a bike.
Not on a back of a bike. That might.
Not in a car, not on a bike. I mean, in a car if you have to. On a bike, I don't think it's such a good idea. No. Mm-hmm. Unless you got one of those sidecars. That could be kind of cool, actually. Delivering a baby in a sidecar?
Sure.
Like
if
Robin was to Batman and Robin, you know, uh-huh. Robin was
pregnant and delivering a baby.
Of course, he'd be delivering eggs. Wow, Robin eggs.
Oh gosh, I can't believe you said wow on that one. It should have been like,
Oh, should we talk about Sam's and his uh-ohs?
Yes.
Sam, he finally realized, he's been saying for the longest time, he's been saying uh-oh, but he goes, and he's finally clued in that he wasn't saying it right, and he was so embarrassed, let me tell you. Now he's saying uh-oh all the time.
But what's bad is I don't know, maybe it's good because it's almost like a warning.
Yeah, he's gonna do something.
He says it before he does it.
Yeah, it's hilarious. He goes to drop, like he takes his sippy cup or whatever, and he.
It can be a good thing because it can be a warning because he does it before he does something. But what's scary is when he walks out of a room and looks at you and goes, "Uh oh,"
"Oh no, what has he done in there?
What has he done in there?
Oh no, yeah." So he's pretty funny with the uh ohs. I also wanted to do a shout out to Vivian, who I know.
Vivian
from the Clip Podcast. She's cool. She's super cool. And
thanks for nominating us.
Yeah, she there's
or voting for us, not nominating, right?
well, voting for us, yeah. But she added us to it, which is pretty cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I posted about this on our website, which is twoboobsandababy.com. But there's the Podcast Peer Award. So if you are, this is only for open to podcasters. So if you happen to be a podcaster, because I know we have quite a few people that listen to the show that are actually podcasters as well, like Vivian, who has the Clip podcast, as I just said. Yes, you can go on there, log in, and you can actually vote for each other's podcasts in certain genres, and we're in parenting.
Yeah.
And Vivian added us, so thank you.
Vivian. That's great.
Yeah, that's cool. It's always nice to hear some support and hear your comments. And we love hearing from you guys, so, you know, please feel free. I mean, Shauna emailed us just to say that you know, they were having withdrawals and to welcome us to the States. So thanks, Shauna.
Thank you.
And if you guys want to email us, sorry. If you want to email us at boobsbaby@gmail.com.
Yeah.
So, and comment as well.
It's been crazy, don't you think? Like, just.
I'm really exhausted. We've been sort of at each other's throats a bit, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's kind of stressful.
I just think it's sort of the situation that we're in right now with having two kids, you know, so close in age. Being completely unsettled. The stress of not knowing.
About jobs and houses and all that.
Paychecks.
We've never owned a house before either, and that's going to be a huge venture, you know? Like,
yeah. I think
buy just, a house
the and... stress of it, I'm thinking too, just the stress of, I mean, Nashville's like a couple hours away from here. So it's, you know, me driving 2 hours for a job interview and 2 hours back. And if I get the job and they want me to start straight away and we don't have a house there yet, we haven't really even figured out how the hell that's going to work. So
You know what? You're the worrier of the group. And I say, don't worry about something unless there is something to worry about. But you don't even know. You may never get a job. See? Then you wouldn't have to worry about that.
That's the spirit. I like that, actually. That's
yeah,
a good, that's
there
a good
you
angle.
Go. Silver lining right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you, yeah, you know, if you don't.
You know what's funny is just the difference. Like, I picked up a parenting magazine for here, and they had this parenting show. On at the fairgrounds here.
Yeah.
But it's all like country thing, you know, like country western. Like they have the dad's diapering dueling diapering dads or something like that. And like,
but as soon as you read that to me, I imagine like these redneck fathers like in
diapers
in like Depends diapers, dresses big babies. I don't know. I didn't know. As soon as you said that to me, like, dad's dressing, like, diapers, I was like, what?
But it's actually cute. Like, the whole theme of it was cute. But it's funny how...
But with a dummy, you know, because they'll obviously not be putting the diapers, I assume, on real babies.
I seriously doubt that.
Right. So, will the dummy, you know, little fake babies, will they be crawling all over the place, jumping all over like our son? Because putting a diaper on a 15-month-old... is not the easiest task.
No, Sam, man.
He kicks and he's
no,
all
it's
over
like
the
he
place.
Waits. He waits, especially when he has a number two diaper.
Yeah.
He waits until you open the flaps.
You mean his second diaper?
He waits till you open the flaps, and then he gets this grin on his face and flip, and he's gone.
Okay,
and
this
with
is what happened
all over the place.
This is what happened to me last night. I can't believe I'm telling this, but you know, I had the new diaper under the dirty diaper. Ready to go, ready to make the switch. And, you know, there's a log of poop in the diaper. And I'm about to move it. And he looks at me. He stared in my eyes and ripped out both diapers.
With his hand?
Yeah, he ripped both diapers from under him onto the floor. And the poo, like the way my hand was, and we were doing it on your mom's bedspread. Like, we didn't have, like, a diaper pad or anything like that. So... But so quickly, I just, like, caught the poo in my hand. So I'm, like, I had this, like, slimy log in my hand.
Anything to save the bedspread.
Oh, it was just, I'm just like, Sam, man, you know.
He was testing you. He's like, yeah, I really got you whipped now.
Oh, gosh.
You're holding my feces.
Yeah, that was just nasty. That was nasty. And that was like, you know, that was part of the process. Because I always put him to bed at night. And that was part of the process of putting him to bed. That was a nice one.
Yeah.
That was a nice way to end the day. Speaking of actually putting him to bed, Our friend Simon and Sharon got us this CD, and I've been meaning to talk about this. The actual website is babyrockrecords.com, and what it is, and if you guys haven't heard of these guys, they're awesome. They're mellow lullabies for children going to bed, but they're for cool adults who like good music, and they have sort of, it's almost like Muzak, like elevator music, but it's like with xylophones and things. Really, really mellow versions of popular rock albums for...
Yes, they gave us the Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, Led Zeppelin, which is awesome. It's really, really good. In fact, at the end of the show today, I'm going to... I'll leave some samples at the end of the show so you can hear Stairway to Heaven and Over the Hills and Far Away. I'll put those
what
on.
What other bands
which
are awesome. Do they do?
But they have the Ramones, which is wicked. You can go to the website and you can listen to samples as well. Really, really cool stuff. They have the Ramones. They have U2, Radiohead, the Pixies, the Eagles, Bob Marley.
What's that metal band that they have?
Metallica.
Metallica. Are they considered a metal band?
Yeah, Metallica. Okay. They have the word right in the name.
Oh, yeah.
Aww. That was a C. For all the dumbass things I say during the show... It just takes one from you, and I'm like, sweet, I'm the smart one. But remember, folks, we're both boobs, so that's the name of our show.
I'm not usually this area, I don't think.
Yeah, you are.
I am, okay.
We'll have to start listening to some back episodes.
Yeah.
Maybe make a little compilation of all the silly things you've said. Ooh, that sounds like a fun little task.
Oh, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You want to wrap this monkey up?
I don't know, do we?
Sure.
Oh, I wanted to talk about how Sam kept picking things up. It's really cute.
Okay.
He keeps picking things up. It's really cute. Okay, bye.
Bye.
No, I was joking. You actually thought I was ending it?
Yes.
What's wrong? You are. What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. No, Sam picks up stuff off the carpet. And you know how, like, kids will pick things up and put it in their mouths. And we're always really careful. First of all, I hate these plastic ties.
Okay. Keep going. I don't know. Keep going.
I'm not saying anything. You're going to sit here. I'm going to have to teach you. You're going to have to sit here quietly and settle down. Settle down.
Okay, keep going. Go.
Oh, my God. All right, Heather is falling into hysterics, so we'll have to save this little point till next week.
Okay, go.
You are seriously insane.
We're hot.
Oh, my God. Okay, anyway.
I'm fine.
Yeah, so as I was saying, you're nuts. But as I was saying, Sam picks things up off the ground, but what he does is he picks them up gently with his two little fingers, and his finger and his thumb, and he hands them to you. Yeah. He's like, look what I found.
This is dangerous. Take it from me.
Yeah, which are always his, he hasn't found one, thank God. But these plastic ties that they put on clothes, and they put it on children's clothes, which makes no sense to me. You know, the plastic ties that a kid can choke on really easily drives me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, the air just turned on. And your hair is blowing.
Yes, it's a wind machine.
It feels like
I purchased it for the podcast. So it's always beautiful.
It's always good for audio quality as well. Nice gust of wind into the microphone. There's a couple things on iTunes. If you go to our website, Heather's rolling her eyes. If you go to the website and you, if you're listening to us, please subscribe to us on iTunes. It's always a good thing to do. It's great for us. It's great for our show because it keeps us popular in iTunes, which is good. Lots of people will hear about us, and that's always nice. Share some love. We'd love to see some reviews. There's a few reviews that people have posted about us on iTunes. And if you are logged in at iTunes Music Store, you can easily just post your own review. So if you have something nice to say, if you don't have anything nice to say, you know, don't worry about it. But if you have something nice to say, that'd be really cool. And also, lastly, go to the website, twoboobsandababy.com, as I said. And post.
I'm going to need a things to do list.
Oh, shush. And post a comment, as I said. But a couple weeks ago, or I guess a couple months ago, we added Google AdSense, which is Google advertisements on our website.
How much money have we made?
We've made a lot of
money. $1.14.
Something like that. Woohoo! We're ready to retire.
Rich.
But we do the show, you know, We do the show every week, or we try to, and, you know, we don't charge for it, nothing like that. We never will. But if you guys can go on the website and you see any of the advertisements, only if you see any of them that appeal to you, please click them and check out the links. They're all legitimate businesses that are all tied in with Google. Google checks them out first, too. So, but check out anything, because, I mean, every time you click on it, we get like a cent or 2 cents or something.
Mm-hmm.
So don't do it just for the sake of doing it, but do it if you see something interesting on our website.
All right.
And Heather's rolling her eyes again at me.
No, you tend to drag things out.
Well, you know, the show would be a lot shorter if you hadn't fallen into hysterics.
Well, I wouldn't.
Thanks very much for tuning in to episode 34 of Two Boobs and a Baby. I'm your host, Dave Delaney.
And I'm your host, Heather Delaney, the one sitting next to the guy with the weird eyebrows.
Because I'm doing this voice. Okay, I'll show you. Bye-bye.